Nothing like a bit of random jazz in the evening. I'm leaving Pret-a-Manger, where I've just had a delicious cup of coffee and a sandwich, out into the ever so slightly nippy streets of London. The sound of black cabs, cyclists bouncing off bonnets, commuters who have obviously stopped off for a few jars before they go home, suited up with a tiny little bit of sick on his lapel. I'm just about to try not to get run over by this taxi. Oh yeah, fighter! Mopeds come out of nowhere. And I'm heading to, where am I heading to? Tower Bridge? London Dungeon. I'm walking past. There's a scary man with a bit of blood on his face, but the London Dungeon is in fact closed. That's just an early Friday night incident by the looks of things. Plane over my head, surrounded by people. London is a far cry from the village I'm heading to. And I tell you, sometimes it's nice to get back to the village when I can stand in the street, and I must be surrounded by a couple of thousand people in this street right now, all doing something or other. Obviously, to them, it's the most important thing in the world, because they all walk five times faster than anybody I've ever met. And or some of them just stand there aimlessly, tapping into their phone. Must be a geek blogger. Whereas at home, I can stand in the street, literally, and not see anybody for 10 minutes. Different world. Concentration of population, no doubt. I'm just about to go underground. So, I'll upload this while I still can. Little hint of New York there with the sirens. I must have seen and heard 3 or 4 sirens of some description, either passing me in the street or been caught on various recordings today. A dangerous place, London. I'm going home.